Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Definitely one of those you turn up.
Speaking of Tom Petty learning to fly, another one that I, if I'm kind of thumbing through the music library, that'll make me do it a stop. And you got to let that tune play. There's a lot of good Tom Petty songs. This is one of them.
Regret not seeing him in concert when I could have about 15 years ago.
Were you at Farm Aid?
No, I think he was here.
Well, so I went and saw him at Mid-America Center.
Really?
Uh-huh. All he did was play. He didn't really interact with the crowd. It was great. He just, he for like 2 hours, mm-hmm. just played hit after hit after hit. Makes you realize how good Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were. But also, what a great, when he's strumming, man, he was one of the best. But they just, he said hello. Other than that, they didn't.
No in between, like, get up!
No, and I wanted to hear that, you know, his very distinctive voice.
Yeah. Man. I'll give you that.
When he popped Running Down a Dream, and it was like an 11-minute edition.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, because he, you know, that was part of the Super Bowl performance as well. But, yeah, he did an 11-minute rendition of Running Down a Dream. I would say I was fully husked in Iowa.
We were having
I would have been too.
We were having the Mid-America Center conversation. When was that? A few weeks back, about talking about all the venues. I totally forgot one of the greatest bands that I've ever seen there was actually at the Mid-America Center. It wasn't a great show though, and I still blame the acoustics. I saw Pearl Jam there.
Not bad.
They were at
a big
Mid-America
deal.
Center. Saw Pearl Jam there. The acoustics were kind of lousy, but it was still Pearl Jam.
Dang. That's you've got to experience, like, Pearl Jam is such a distinctive sound.
Yeah.
And with Eddie's voice, mm-hmm. you have to have, like, good acoustics to get the full flavor of how awesome Pearl Jam is.
Yeah. I feel like I was a bit robbed with that experience, but it was still Pearl Jam. It's still pretty cool. But, yeah, it was at the Mid-America Center.
Look at us morphing into entertainment people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have saved the reader. You guys know that? The Reader is done in the fall after 55 years in this town. It used to be a weekly, you know, entertainment magazine. Yep. You'd pick up at the grocery store or anywhere else, and mm-hmm. now you just find it maybe at the library. It's what, bi-monthly?
Mm-hmm.
So one side is the Spanish version, the other is the English version.
Especially this time of the year, too, it was very informative.
So I'm bummed. 55 years. The Reader is calling it quits in September.
We should have dedicated a segment every day to all the great concert venues and musical acts that have made their way through. Good stories, bad stories about them. We could have done that.
I mean, we'll have listeners chime in every now and then on Twitter and the stream. And
all you got to do is just go down the old Ranch Bowl rabbit hole. You get a lot of people sharing stories because everybody has a lot of stories about the Ranch Bowl.
What's that got to do with saving the reader?
Entertainment, baby. Entertainment.
If you don't think that Tominaga was a big deal returning to Nebraska, again, he's the most recognizable male athlete on that campus. More than Jeff
Can't argue that. I cannot argue that, and that's kind of crazy.
Like, sir, like honestly, and I know it's football, and they wear a helmet, so it's not as easy. Could Jeff Sims walk across Nebraska's campus during, like, the fall or the spring semester? Not now, because, you know, there's many kids on campus taking summer school. And not be stopped?
Like, I think he could.
Like, Tominaga, so I've seen Tominaga in public, mm-hmm. whether it be when Sam Griesel was having his camp and Tominaga was there just to support him, and the line was enormous for Tominaga to sign autographs. Like, when Tominaga was at the spring game, he took as many selfies as Matt Rhule takes.
He did.
Take one together.
Like, Tominaga is everywhere, and he's the most popular male athlete on campus. I'll tell you, they will build a statue if Tominaga gets Nebraska to the – or is part of next year and Nebraska's in the NCAA tournament and wins a game. They'd say, hey, they'll build Fred a statue. No. They're going to build a statue of Tominaga. So I say this, get ready, because they're going to give you some Tominaga energy between now and the start of the season in November. I just saw Nebraska basketball tweeted out 15 minutes ago. They say, morning, and it's Tominaga, you know, pumping up the crowd against, I think this is Michigan. Yeah, it's either Michigan or Purdue. I think it's Michigan.
Well, I got media availability tomorrow.
Yeah, him and Fred are going to sit down. Hey, he put all of his faith in Fred. Fred got him to Indianapolis to work out, and the Pacers were honest with Casey, and then Casey was honest with Fred, and they're going to work together. And
it's good.
What more than likely will be his final year in Lincoln.
Is that a problem? Look, we know how good Casey, as far as the second half of the season and what he meant and what his return means. But is that more reflective to football? Because I think you're right about Jeff Sims.
Well, it's a turnover in the roster. Like Garrett Nelson was very recognizable. Yep.
True. Adrian, you knew Adrian.
Like Casey Thompson.
Even
Casey Thompson was very recognizable.
Right. I'd agree. So I'm not trying to say, like, I know there's always some low-hanging fruit when it comes to the lack of success for Nebraska football here recently. I don't want to say that that's indicative of what is just a really bad roster. But I think you're right. It's more of just the turnover. And then you also have to give a lot of credit to Casey and how that they are going to promote him, how they are going to promote the product.
Like local guys we recognize. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you recognize Teddy.
Yep.
I think more people are more likely to recognize Nick Henrich than they are Luke Reimer.
I don't know. Luke's just got a distinct look. Recognizable.
Because of his nose?
I didn't say that.
Nick's always got like a little wispy mustache.
Yeah, he does. Like a little penciled in one.
Yeah, Tominaga and then anybody that plays volleyball are probably the most recognizable athletes at Nebraska.
I agree. 100% agree. And you got to capitalize on that if you're basketball right now.
Yes.
And they will. Sounds like they already are.
I mean, capitalize means... You're going to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to be playing in the postseason.
Hand in hand.
All right. We'll get into this tomorrow. I like my question. I'm going to pat myself on the back. And we'll get into with our listeners a little bit deeper on what has the last run of lack of success, well, that was a well-constructed sentence, for Nebraska athletics done to the fandom. Because this is two straight years that Nebraska, in their three main men's sports, have not gone to the postseason. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be on a short list of colleges that play Division I that are with you. That football, men's basketball, and baseball did not make the postseason. That's two straight years for those three sports. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll talk to CJ Moore. He is coming up next on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.